I'm joined this morning on the KSRO live line by Lucy Lawless.
Hi, good morning.
Well, it's top of the morning to you, my dear.
Top of the morning.
Yes, happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
Was it to everybody? Yes. Was it fun to be in the middle of Xena, Princess Warrior, or was it overwhelming for you?
Well, at times the workload, you know, always another fight. And I was somebody who was known at school as being uncoordinated. My nickname was Unco.
Yeah.
So for me to have to do fights was a big cosmic joke. So it could be overwhelming, but not from that fame point of view, because we were shooting in New Zealand. And in fact, one of your locals, Charlie Siebert, was one of our most beloved, most excellent directors, and I was just visiting him up in Sonoma. So what a beautiful part of the world.
Yes, we think so too. But you know a little bit about beautiful parts of the world, being from New Zealand.
I do. I'm a good judge.
Yeah. In fact, when I was there in your country, I thought, you know, there is much of this that is reminiscent to me of Sonoma County.
Yeah, only we don't have those cool gothic sort of houses. You know, those 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
We do have a couple of those.
Creepy and kooky and mysterious and spooky houses. So fabulous.
So you are familiar with Sonoma County, Lucy. And
I actually honeymooned there 20 years ago, and I've just spent a week there. Gorgeous. Calistoga, Healdsburg, Windsor even. And I wanted to tell you, I'm so impressed. The reason that I'm, you know, wanted to talk to you today, Pat, is that you have the Volunteer Center of Sonoma County, who's doing a really excellent thing for the people of Sonoma County who are living with mental illness. Because as you know, people with mental illness, we all have one in our family. I do. It can make maintaining relationships or a job really difficult,
yeah.
And sometimes it makes it hard to get your basic needs met, let alone Christmas presents. So, supported by the County Mental Health Services and the Boys and Girls Clubs, these wonderful Sonomans are collected Christmas wishes and put them on little hearts on trees all over the mall.
Yes, we've got them everywhere.
Places. Yeah, well, they're all wishes from somebody or a family member of someone with mental illness. They're not asking for frivolous things. They're not asking for Botox. They're, you know, asking, might be a jacket or gloves, because it's jolly cold, and
yeah.
Or an umbrella. I don't know, you know, what you might pick off, but...
Yeah, Lucy's talking about the Secret Santa program through the Volunteer Center, and for years and decades, really, they have been providing, you know, really fulfilling wishes. And in fact, I'm sure there are a lot of people right around Christmas time who would love to put in a wish for Lucy Lawless to come over and, you know, sing, have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Well, I wanted to be part of the Secret Santa thing, so... So I'm participating. I really love it. I have a family member, very beloved, very dear to me, who lives with mental illness. And to me, that person's a hero because of what they overcome on a daily basis. So I was very glad to be a Secret Santa with the Sonoma County Volunteer Center.
Well, that's lovely. That is is very nice for us to know, and we'll maybe look at those trees and those wishes just a little bit differently. And this is not for you, Lucy, something out of the ordinary. You were awarded the Order of Merit because of your commitment to your own community.
Yeah, well, it's just part of being alive, isn't it? It's a chance to love and connect with people. I mean, you might not even meet them, but I feel a lot of kinship with other human beings, you know.
Well, that's a good thing.
You just need to, everybody needs love, everybody needs support. And these people really will know that somebody in the community cared enough to fulfill a Christmas wish. They might get nothing else this year, you know, and so you can go on secretsantanow.org if you haven't got time to go to the mall. You can go to secretsantanow.org and pick up a wish there, and spread the season.
Spread the love, yeah.
Season's greeting. Spread the love, yeah. There's not enough of it in the world. If you are in a position to, obviously, not everybody is.
But you can always do something, even if it's volunteering your time.
Yeah, just that's right. Just love the world. Do what you can. We're not here for very long.
Yeah, that part is certainly true.
Yeah.
Well, Lucy, what else is happening with your career? I know you spent some time on the wonderful show Parks and Recreation on NBC. Right. That must have been fun.
That was great. That was a dream come true. I mean, really, those people are as wonderful as you would think. You know, often when you meet those kind of stars, they're kind of a disappointment.
Yeah, sometimes they're
only human after all. But those people really don't let you down in terms of their just goodness and they're super funny and professional and all that stuff. So
do people...
now I'm writing a new series which we're shooting in February in Australia, in Melbourne, Australia.
What's that about?
It's a crime show. It's My Life is Murder. I want to call it the Aussie Columbo.
Okay, that's
sure
good.
She's a woman.
Yeah,
I'm going to be Columbo.
We get that. Do people?
My life is murder.
Do people always expect you to kick ass every time you come around the corner?
Oh my God! Yes, they do. And kiss people. These scripts are coming in, and it's like all of a sudden in the latest draft, they've got me barrel rolling out of the way of a car. I'm like, I'm 50 for crying out loud. They've got me kissing two different people in one episode. And I'm like, I'm 50 for crying out loud.
Yeah, but Lucy, come on, you're still looking pretty darn good.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take it for the team, girls.
Absolutely. And speaking of taking it for the team, so many teams were in love with Xena. Men were, women were, everybody was. There was all this kind of talk about, you know, what was your relationship with Gabrielle and what does that mean and all of that sort of stuff. And it sounds like, at the time, you just had a lot of fun with that and said, go ahead, wonder.
Oh, yeah, we didn't care. It doesn't matter to any of us. I guess in the 90s, it was very new though. Remember, you couldn't really, I don't think it would have worked. The show would have lost sponsors, I think, if we were out, if those characters were out, or even if it was less subtextual, I think that probably the show would have not lasted as long, which is awful to say, but
which even in 1995. Yeah,
I think that would have been the case.
You may be right. I guess we'll never know, but it doesn't seem like it hurt the popularity of the show for, you know, the six seasons that you ran, and that in itself is pretty remarkable.
No, not a bit.
Yeah,
I'm very grateful to that community, actually, for their support.
Yeah, they had a lot of support and still do. I'm sure that anytime you make any kind of appearances, you must be flocked by Xena fans.
Are you saying lesbian there?
Oh, I'm saying not necessarily.
I do live in a lesbian-rich environment, it's true. My life is a lesbian-rich environment.
Well, there are a lot of lesbians in Sonoma County thrilled to hear you say that. And a lot of guys who, even some of the guys around here at the studio, once they knew you were coming on today, said, oh, man, you know, Xena saved my life when I was 12.
Okay, I'm now going la 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 with
no,
my fingers
well,
in my
I'm
ears,
just saying,
and that ain't no Xena cry.
You're an equal opportunity attractor. That's all I'm saying.
I guess.
Yes.
Maybe that's why they keep writing that. I keep kissing people.
Yeah.
There's something weird, some intangible about me that makes writers write this stuff.
And what do your kids think about all this? You know, even during that time, what was their reaction?
I only had a little girl at the time. My boys were born at the end of Xena and then afterwards. But no, their mother's as boring as everybody else's mother, you know.
What would your perfect role be? You're doing this Columbo type thing, so that must be fun.
Okay, so that's my new perfect role. But I tell you what, Pat, there's something about me that whatever I'm doing is my new favorite thing. I'm like that fish Dory in that show. Like, I cannot remember anything else before or anything in the future. It's only what I'm doing now. So, when I was sentenced to 140 hours of community service after a protest against oil drilling, I went and worked in an old folks' home. And I tell you what, I felt like I had found my calling. It was like balloon tennis and, you know, washing people's hair, helping them go to the bathroom. It was like, I thought, this is what I'm really good at.
Well, you know what? When you think about it, those really are the superheroes, aren't they?
They are the superheroes. And you know what? The fact that those people get basically pretty close to the lowest wages out there, it's very physically difficult work. Also, they're looking after our parents so that we can continue our lifestyles and our careers.
Yeah.
They ought to be, in my opinion, recompensed very well.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, without them, we don't have the freedom to go on our cruises or whatever the heck people, you know, are doing, having a fabulous life.
And
these little women,
the world is aging, you know, the world is aging, so it's not like those kinds of jobs or those kinds of needs are going to go away anytime soon.
Do you know what profession suffers the most injuries from I don't know what you call it in this country, but...
I don't know, playing Xena, Princess Warrior, probably?
If there were a lot of them, you're probably right. That would have been... But the biggest compensation claims come from hotel workers. And
really?
They're often those very little women who are lifting beds, you know, lifting up mattresses, making beds. It's really physical.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, also, so that's why I always tip my, when I stay in hotels.
It's always a good idea. And, you know, here in Sonoma County, we're a tourist destination. So you're absolutely right about the importance of what they do and how much they contribute to our collective success. You're right.
Yeah, that's right.
So what does Santa do in New Zealand? How is it different than in America? Christmas?
He gives presents to the mentally ill because they...
right.
I can't get off this bandwagon.
That's
so
perfectly okay.
Passionate about what they're doing. What does Santa do in New Zealand? He goes to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody spreads out. People don't get together. Consequently, I think that our holidays are a little bit more relaxed because all my American friends seem to... Like, Thanksgiving, such a stress for them.
Yeah.
Because they're locked in a room with Uncle Ted and, you know... that terrible nephew or whatever it is, somebody they can't stand in their own family, and they're locked in the cold with them.
Yeah, that's a different kind of Christmas.
Everybody spreads out and has a very relaxed Christmas.
Christmas at the beach sounds pretty good, too.
Boiled eggs, yes. Sand on your boiled eggs. That's what I remember about Christmas.
Well, we're thrilled that you spent some time here in Sonoma County again, Lucy, and we are big fans of the Volunteer Center of Sonoma County. It just does such great work all year long, and the Secret Santa program continues really right up to Christmas. And so when you look around to just about everywhere you go, and most businesses have them too, you find the giving tree and you look at all those wishes and you think to yourself, what would Lucy Lawless do? She'd probably pick up the whole damn tree.
The last day.
They
get 600 presents before Thursday, which is tomorrow. So
we can do that.
We can do it.
Yeah, we can do that.
We can help them achieve that.
And you can, as Lucy said, also go to the Volunteer website, the center website, and you'll be able to help out in that way, too.
SecretCenterNow.org.
Very, very good. Appreciate
you
giving us a lift up, and pleasure to talk to you, and continued success, Lucy.
Okay, lots of love to you all. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
And a happy new year. Bye.
That is Lucy Lawless. You may know her as Xena, Warrior Princess, but obviously a lot more than that. And kind of fun that Lucy has spent time here over the years for a few different reasons and really was touched by the effort that the Volunteer Center is making. So Secret Santa, and as Lucy said, by tomorrow, 600 more gifts is what they need. So volunteernow.org will get you there. And we all love the Secret Santa program. It's a very, very good one. So she's fun, right? Lucy Lawless. Yeah, a couple of people, you know, standing around the studio here just thinking, oh, I would have asked her a completely different question. But anyway, it was fun to talk to Lucy Lawless. So away we go tomorrow, Thursday, and the weather's not going to change a whole lot between now and then. So we kind of are in this weird pattern of cold and drippy and drizzly, but the holidays are coming. It's hard to believe Christmas is next Tuesday. So think of it this way. For most people, it's 4-day work week after 4-day work week. if you're not lucky enough to get Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve off. We'll be here both of those days. And I know Daniel is headed off to his vacation at the end of Friday morning, so that'll be great for him. But we'll be here with you throughout the holidays, and we'll be talking a little bit more about Secret Santa tomorrow morning as we get back together and see how many gifts are still needed at that stage of the game. And yeah, we have a lot to look forward to toward the end of the year, and it's going to be a big year, 2019,